A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Then little children were being brought to him, in order that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. Such as these. What is it about little children that qualifies them for the kingdom? They are the least likely folks that we could imagine as being held up as models of the Christian life. They have no education, no status, no power or influence. They don't talk correctly, and their manners are awful. There is something about little children, though, that fascinates us, even amazes us, and also teaches us about priorities. They seem somehow to have a sense of the mystical, maybe special insight into the secrets and mysteries of the spiritual life. I have a grandnephew named Rowan who is 6 years old. Rowan hasn't been baptized yet because his parents believe people should decide for themselves when it's time to be baptized, when they're ready. At age 6, Rowan is already asking for baptism. I asked him what that meant to him, and he spontaneously responded, "It means inviting Jesus into my heart." What could be a more profound answer? Then I said to him, "Rowan, even if you aren't baptized, I know one thing for sure. Jesus loves you very much." He took that in for a few seconds, and then he said, with deep conviction, "Yes, I know." At age 6, he understood what many of us take a lifetime to comprehend, the total, unconditional love of our Savior. No wonder Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Today's gospel is another invitation to follow Jesus by becoming like him, by becoming like a little child, trusting, simple, spontaneous in our love for Christ as we meet him in one another, and like Rowan, inviting Jesus to come into our hearts so that we can know him, love him, and serve him in this life, and live with him in joy forever.